Boker Tov, good morning. Today's daf is daf. Boker Tov is today's daf is daf hey. We left off at the top of daf hey Amud Aleph 5a. Today's class will be for the refuah shalom of all the chanim and bichlalam. Chaim Dav Baruch Hashem Divan and Meir Chanukah and Rivka Sarah Ben Amunim Shalom and Sarah David Ben Achan Yifah Ben Devorah Rivka Ben Achav Rivka Ben Esther Shalom and Sarah Chaim Ben Amram Shalom and Chana Yifah Ben Miriam Yehuda Ben Yifah Chaya Sarah Ben Chana Yifah Ben Chana Yifah Ben Melcha Miriam Ben Achav Ben Liz Ben Miriam Chana Ben Amram Shalom and Chana Yifah Ben Yifah Ben Chana Yifah Ben Ben Berakha Tan Ben Tzayit Chaman Uli Yakon Ben Amram Shalom and Chana Yifah Ben Neta Yehuda Ben Yifah Yisem Ben Devorah Shalom and Shemar Ben Ina Yisem Ben Yifah Daniel Ben Dina, Simcha Ben Lea, Ephraim Ben Lea, Chayalili Ben Lea, Margali Ben Lea, Cooper Shaul Ben Kililu, Dililu Nishma David Ben Eliyahu, Binyamin Ben Yitzchak, Lea Dina Ben Ephraim, Shimon Mishael, Rina Maka Badan, Boaz Ben Abraham, and Dina Bat Aharon. Okay, we are getting started. We left off yesterday at the top of the page on Daf Hey. We said that the reason why you should not get married on Motzei Shabbat, the reason B, is because of Cheshbonot, because a person is going to be thinking about all of his calculations on Shabbat, and a person should not be doing that on the Shabbat. So a third word on the line. Amar le Abaye, Abaye said to him, V'cheshbonot to Rabbi Zera, V'cheshbonot shel mitzvah, mi asirei, is a person forbidden to think about calculations of a mitzvah? But we know we have many sources that it's actually permitted to think about the calculations of a mitzvah. V'ha Rav Chista v'Rav Hamnuna, they both, the Amri Tarvayu, they both said, Cheshbonot shel mitzvah, mutar l'cheshbon b'Shabbat. If you have calculations of a mitzvah, you're allowed to calculate them on Shabbat. V'amar Rabbi Elazar says, Poskin tzedakah l'anim b'Shabbat. You're allowed to divide out who will be getting which type of tzedakah on the Shabbat, meaning you're allowed to deal with thing calculations that have to do with mitzvah on Shabbat. V'amar b'Yakov, amar b'Yochanan, we're in the beginning of Hey Amud Aleph. Holchin lebatei knesiot ubatei midrashot lepakeach al iskei rabim b'Shabbat. You can go to the Beit Knesset, the Beit Midrash, Beit Knesset, in order to take care of the public's needs on Shabbat. V'amar b'Yakov bar Idi, amar b'Yochanan, mivachin pikuach nevesh b'Shabbat. You can take care of any pikuach nefesh, any danger of a death person's life on Shabbat, you're allowed to take care of that. V'amar Shemuel bar Nachmani, amar b'Yonatan, holchin letartiyot v'karkiyot lepakech al iskei rabim b'Shabbat. You're allowed to go to a theater or a circus in order to take care of a public need on Shabbat. I always think about when I read that, I always think about the story. There was the rabbi, I forget his name, but he had a student who went off the derech and he went to the movie theater on Friday night on Shabbat Kodesh. So, you know, instead of going and kicking him out of the shiva, he walked 1 hour on Friday night in order to go to the movie theater just to tell him like something nice, like we love you or something like that. And he went back, like nothing degrading or anything. But you see, it's mutar for a person to go and do something if it's a public need on Shabbat. So the Gemara is trying to prove that you're allowed to do calculations on Shabbat if it's for a public need. V'tana devei menashia, mishadchin ala tinoket la'ares b'Shabbat. You're allowed to discuss like shiduchin for a child to get engaged on Shabbat. V'al ha'tinok la'lamdo sefer, or for a child to learn Torah, v'la'lamdo umanut, or to teach him a profession, because it's mitzvah. Ela, so what do we see? There's so many different ideas that you're allowed to perform different calculations on Shabbat as long as it's for a mitzvah. So why don't we say the same thing, that a person, if he gets married on Motzei Shabbat, he'll be thinking about the calculations that he'll be doing, and that's fine because it's for a mitzvah. The Gemara really says, yeah, you're right. El amar bizera, kizera shema yishchot ben of. The reason why you're not supposed to get married on Saturday night is because a person may come to slaughter an animal on Shabbat, forgetting that it's Shabbat, because he's thinking, hey, I don't have enough food for the guests tonight, so he's going to slaughter an animal, and that would be a violation of Torah law. Amar le Abaye, Abaye says to him, Ela me'ata, if that's the case, Yom HaKippurim, shechal liyot b'sheni b'Shabbat, if Yom Kippur falls out on Monday, yidache, you should also push it off to Tuesday, gezera shema yishchot ben of, lest someone come and say, oh, he forgets it's Shabbat, and he says, hey, we don't have enough food for Sunday night, because we need to eat a lot before the fast, so he goes and slaughters an animal on Shabbat. So why don't we say the same din? The Gemara says, Hatam de nafshe. Over there, it's for himself, so lo tarid. He's not going to be so, involved in what's going on that he's going to forget it's Shabbat. Whereas hacha, in the case of the wedding, de la acherim, where it's preparing for other people to come to the wedding and to have food, Tarid. He's very busy, and so therefore he may forget that it is Shabbat, and he may come to slaughter an animal. Iname, or another answer, which is, I think, a little bit more simple of an answer. Hatam itle revacha. Over there by Yom Kippur, you're saying Yom Kippur is starting Sunday night. So you have a full 24 hours until the Yom Kippur begins. Whereas hacha, in our case, late le revacha, you don't have any time, because the wedding is right away after Shabbat on Motzei Shabbat. So therefore, by Yom Kippur, we wouldn't make the gzerah. But by Shabbat, we would make, by wedding on Motzei Shabbat, we would make the gzerah. And the reason why the Gemara didn't ask the question of, okay, what about a wedding? What about the Yom Kippur falling out on Saturday night? It's because Hachamim made an institution that Yom Kippur and Shabbat will never be back-to-back, as that would be too difficult for Am Yisrael. Okay. Now that we came to this reason, that the reason why you don't do a wedding Motzei Shabbat is because they may come to slaughter an animal. Erev Shabbat Nami, also on Friday, Gezerah Shema Yishchot Ben Of, say the same reason, that why don't we get married on, why don't we do a wedding on Friday? Right, we said earlier, on Erev Shabbat over here, it's referring to Leil Shabbat, right, the night of Shabbat. Why don't we get married on the night of Shabbat? So he's saying that, we said earlier that maybe it's because you will come and make a chabura, you would make a wound in the woman, if it's the first time. So the Gemara is saying, Gezerah Shema Yishchot Ben Of, say the reason is the same thing, that you can make a decree, maybe the person will come and slaughter an animal, and Shabbat for the wedding meal, obviously, and Shabbat has already started, and so therefore a person would violate that. So there really could be this reason as well. Okay, the Gemara goes now and says, Ibai Lehu, we have a question. Betulan Niset Berevi, we said a virgin woman, she gets married on Wednesday. So the Gemara asks, "V'nivelet v'revi'i, they can also sleep together on Wednesday." V'lo chashinan likrei data. We're not worried that until the next morning, if let's say the man finds that she wasn't actually a virgin, and he wait till the next morning, we're not worried that he's gonna calm down and he's not gonna go to the Beit Din. Or dilema, or perhaps betulani set b'revi'i v'nivelet b'chamishi, or maybe she can get married on Wednesday, but she only can sleep with the man. They can only sleep together Thursday, which is Wednesday night. Because we're worried for the man calming down. If it's one day apart till he goes to the Beit Din, maybe he's going to calm down, he's not going to end up going. So do we require them to wait till Thursday, till Wednesday night, or not? So Tashma, the Gemara says, Detani bar kapara. Betulani se b'revi'i v'nivela b'chamishi. They can get married on Wednesday and sleep together Thursday. Ho'il v'ne'emra bo bracha l'dagim. Why? Because on Thursday is mentioned in the creation of the world the blessing for the fish. Right, if you look in the Torah says the bracha for the peru revu milu et hamayim, they should be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters. So you see that there's a bracha for the fish. So they're trying to say the bracha. So the bracha is on Thursday. You should only sleep together on Thursday. That's when the bracha is. But you don't see the reason being because he's going to calm down and not go to the Beit Din. So almana and a widow niset b'chamishi, she can get married on Thursday. Venivelet b'shishi, and she sleeps with the man on Friday, which is Thursday night. Because on Friday, it says in the Torah, in the creation of the world, that there is a blessing for man. Right? If you look in the Torah, Peru revu milu et haaretz, right? Be fruitful and multiply and fill the world. So there's a bracha for Friday, so they would sleep together on Friday. So what do you see? The Gemara infers. Ta'ama, the reason, mishum bracha. The reason is that they say to sleep together Thursday and Friday is because of the blessing. Aval mishum ikrure da'ata lo chayshinan. But because of him calming down, him saying, oh, I didn't find her to be a virgin, and he's going to calm down until the next day and not go to the Beit Din, lo chayshinan. We're not worried that he's going to calm down. And so therefore, if let's say a person did not care for the bracha aspect, and he wanted to just get married and sleep together on the Wednesday itself, he would be allowed to do that according to this Gemara. So the Gemara says, Yachi, if that's the case, Almana Nami Tipa El Bachamishi, allow the widow also to sleep with the man on Thursday, Ho'il V'nim Rabo Bracha L'Dagim, because there's the blessing for the fish on Thursday. Why do you have to wait till Friday? So the Gemara says, Bracha De Adam Adifale. The blessing for the man, for a human being, is much greater than the blessing for the fish. V'inami, and if you want to give another answer, Mishum Shakdu, because the Chachamim, they instituted something for the woman. What did they institute? Detani, as the Baraita says, Mipnei ma amru almana niset b'chamishi v'nivela b'shishi. Why did we say that the widow gets married on Thursday, which only can sleep with the man Thursday night or Friday? Shim hata omer tibayel b'chamishi, because if you say they could sleep together Thursday already, Lemachar mashkim l'umanuto v'holechlo. The next morning, it's not a regular chatan and kala, it's a widow. So the man the next morning is going to say, what? She already got married once, let me go to work.
So if they only sleep together Thursday and not Thursday night or Friday, then the man might go to work the next day. So shakru chachamim al takanat b'no Yisrael, that the chachamim worried for the children of the daughters of Am Yisrael, shisameach ima shlosha yamim, that the men should be with them, even if they're a widow, at least 3 days, should be with the widows for 3 days. Chamishi v'shabbat, erev shabbat, v'shabbat. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So therefore they said, you should only sleep together on Friday, so they don't go to work. So the Gemara says, "Mai ika bein bracha l'shaktu." What's the difference between the reason that you said there's the blessing of the man, that's why they should sleep together on Friday, or the shaktu aspect, that the chachamim wanted to make sure that the man wouldn't go to work and leave her? What's the difference? So the Gemara says, "Ika beinayu adam batel." A difference would be if, let's say, a person is batel, he's not working. If someone is not working, then you're not worried for him to go to work the next day because he's not working, right? But you still want to do it on Friday in order to get the bracha of the Adam. Or inami, another reason, Yom Tov Shechaliot Be'erev Shabbat. If Yom Tov falls out on Friday, then you're not worried that the person will go to work either, if he's religious, obviously, because it's Yom Tov. And so therefore, you would only want to make sure you get the bracha, but you're not worried about the person, if it's for the reason of the person going to work. As long as the person is observant, you wouldn't have to worry about that. Darash bar kapara. He made a darasha. Gedolim aset tzadikim yoter mimaaseh shemayim ba'aretz. The actions and the actions of the tzadikim is greater than the creation of the heaven and the earth. Why? The ilum maaseh shemayim ba'aretz. In the creation of the heaven and the earth, it says, "Ktiv af yadi yaseda aretz v'yimini tapecha shemayim." That when it refers to creation of the heaven and the earth, it only refers to Hashem's individual hand. It's referred to as singular, right? Ve'ilu ma'aseh yedehem shetzadikim, but by the hands of the righteous, k'tiv, it says, "Machon l'shivtecha pa'alta Adonai, mikdash Adonai konenu yadecha." That when it refers to the actions of the righteous people, it refers to two hands. So you see that the aspects of the righteous people has two hands. It's greater than the actions of the creation of the heaven and the earth. Heshiv Bavli Echad v'Rabbi Chiya Shemo. There was one Babylonian man who answered, and his name was Rabbi Chiya. The pasuk says, "Ve'yabeshet yedav yatzaru," that Hashem fashioned the dry land with his hands, yadav. So you see, it does say plural. Why are you saying Hashem only made it with one? So the Gemara says, "Yadoktiv." It's written as yado. Really, if you look in the Torah, though, it's written with the extra yud, yud dalid yud vav. So why does it say yadav? I didn't look inside, but I think it says over here, look at the Rashash. The Rashash brings an explanation. But I think simply what you can say is, when you pronounce the word, you can also pronounce it without the yud. Yud, dalet, vav, yadav. You can pronounce it like that. And it could also be spelled yado, which is yud, dalet, vav. And so therefore, it would sound like individual, if you're looking at it in that way. So the Gemara says, v'hakativ yatsaru. But it says it's fashioned, they fashioned. It was plural. So Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, yatsaru, it's be'otav, his fingers, not his hands. So it wasn't as great as the actions of the tzaddikim. Kedichtiv es pasuk says, ki re'e shamecha et maaseh et peotecha yareach lekochavim asher konanta. That the creation of the world was and the moon and the stars and everything was all made through Hashem's fingers. So you see it says fingers and not hands. When it says meitiveh, we have a contradiction. Hashamayim mesaprim kovod el umaaseh yadav magid harakia. So what do you see? The shamayim mesaprim kovod el, umaaseh yadav, these actions of his hands, magid harakia. So the actions of his hands are the ones who created the firmament or the heaven. So the Gemara says, "Hachi kamar." No, this is what he meant to say. Maaseh yadehem shel tzadikim mi magid. Who is going to say? Who is going to tell us what brings the actions of the righteous to their hands? What's bringing to the hands of the righteous? So the Gemara says, "Mi magid harakia." It's the heaven. It's going to tell us about the actions of the righteous. Umayniu, and what is that referring to? Matar. It's referring to the rain. Meaning, when the tzaddikim would pray, let's say they were in lack of rain or they were in lack in bracha, they would pray. The rain would fall. That would be a sign of the of Hashem answering the tzaddikim, a sign of the of bracha for the tzaddikim. So it's not really a proof that Hashem created the world with two hands, and still the actions of the tzaddikim are greater than even the creation of the world. The creation of the heaven and the earth. Darash bar kapara. My dichtiv, what does the pasuk mean when it says v'yated? Okay, so the reason why it's saying this next part is because we just brought a statement in the name of bar kapara, and a lot of times the Gemara brings another statement in the name of bar kapara. So we're doing that now. My dichtiv v'yated tiyelecha al azanecha. So the Gemara says there should be a spike for you with your weapons. Ala zanecha. What does that mean? Al tikar az zanecha ela oznecha. Not your weapons, rather your ears. Shimishma adam davar sheino hagun. Because if you hear something that's not good to listen to, yaniach etz ba'o be'oznav. You should stick your finger in your ear. This is a very fun gemara now. V'hainu damar Rabbi Elazar. This is what Rabbi Elazar says. Mipnei ma etz be'otav shel adam domot liyetedot. Why are the fingers of a person similar to spikes? Like if you look at the fingers, they're very spiky. Why? So the Gemara says, "Maita ama." What do you mean? What are you talking about? What's similar about the fingers and the spikes? So the Gemara says, "Ilei ma mishum de mechalkan." Maybe it's because they are split apart and they're not all together; they're separated. So the Gemara says, "Kol chada v'chada lemilte avida." It's because each and every one has its own purpose. That's why. So he says, "The amar mor." It's taught in Masechet Menachot, but zoz zeret. This is the zeret, the pinky. We can go over each one and explain what they're for. Zok mitza, the second finger is the kmitza, the second to the pinky. Zo ama, the middle one is the ama, okay. Then zo etzba, the pointing finger is the etzba. Vezo gudal, vze gudal, and this is the thumb. So what does each one do? So the zeret is the measurement that that it's the correct measurement for the choshen, for the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol. That's the pinky. Then you have the kmitza. The kmitza is what they would, for the mincha offerings, they would do a kmitza. So they would take the flour with these three fingers in the middle, and it would start with the kmitza. That's why it's called, this finger is called the kmitza. It's the second to the pinky. Okay, and that would be burned on the mizbeach. Then there's the ama. The ama is the middle finger. Why is it called the ama? Because when they were measuring the amot, the middle finger is usually the highest finger of all the fingers. And so they measure an ama from the elbow to the highest finger, which is one ama. So that's why it's called an ama. Then you have the etzba. So the etzba is for the matan damim al gabe mizbeach, for the sprinkling of the blood of a chatat offering, a sin offering, onto the mizbeach. And the gudal is the thumb, is right for the thumb. As for the Aharon HaKohen, when they said what to put on the right thumb of Aharon and the Kohanim, and also for a mitzorah, tzarat, put the blood on the mitzorah. So for all of these, they have a specific name why they're called that, and each one has its own purpose. So Ella, so the Gemara comes back and says, Ma tam meshupot ketedot. Why are the fingers like tempered or sharpened like spikes? Like Mar says, "Shi'im adam, shi'mishma adam davar she'no hagun." Because if you hear something that is not proper to hear, what should you do? Yaniach etz be'otav be'oznav. You should stick your finger in your ear, so you don't hear it. You hear lashon hara, you stick the finger in the ear. Tana devei Rabbi Yishmael was taught in the Beit Midrash of Rabbi Yishmael. Mipnima ozen kula kasha ve'aliyah raka. Why is the ear? If you feel the ear, there's a lot of cartilage on the top of the ear. It's all hard, but the bottom of the ear, the ear lobe, is very soft and it's flexible. Why did Hashem make our ear like that? Shemishma adam davar sheino hagun yachuf aliyah litocha. If you hear something that's not proper, take the earlobe and stick it into the ear. That's why Hashem created it like that. Tan Rabbanan, al yishmi adam leoznav davarim betelim. You should not listen to things that are idle conversation. Because the first bone or body part that would be burned, is easiest to be burned, it would be the ears, because they're the thinnest part. Ibai lehu is a halachic question. Ma'u liv'ol b'tchila b'shabbat. Is a person, and now the rest of the amud is going to be about this, is a person allowed to sleep with a woman for the first time on Shabbat? Dam mifkat pakid. This is a very big sugya in yeshivot. They learn there's a huge tosfot over here. They learn it by yiyun. So dam mifkat pakid o chaburi michbar. Is it that the blood is stored? I remember when I learned this in yeshiva, we went through this big tosfot. But is the blood stored somewhere, and therefore you're just releasing blood? O chaburi michbar. Or really, you are causing a wound, and it would be forbidden. Like when it says, Ve'im tim salomar, and if you think to say, dam mifkat pakid, that really it's just stored blood and it would be fine. Le dam utzarich v'share, is it that the blood is just coming out and that's fine? Or dilma, or perhaps, le petach utzarich v'asir, or maybe he's causing a new entrance to go in and out, and now that would be forbidden because he's building something on Shabbat. Ve'im tim salomar, and if you think to say, le dam utzarich, that it's just for the blood, upetach mimela ka'ate, and the entrance just comes on its own, and therefore it would be fine. Halacha k'Rabbi Shimon, is the halacha following Rabbi Shimon, the amar, is a machlok in Masachet Shabbat, the amar davar she'eno mitkaven, she'en mitkaven mutar, that something that a person does not have intention for would be permitted. Or halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, or the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda, the amar davar she'en mitkaven, asur, that something that a person does not have intention for is still forbidden. So v'im timtzei lomar, and if you think to say halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, that the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda, which would be assumingly forbidden to have that relation on Shabbat, mikalkelu etzel apetach, is that something that's called kilkul? You're destructing something by making an entrance. Or you are fixing something by making an entrance. Which one is it? Mekalkel, Rabbi Yehuda only said that when is davar she'eino mitkaven, something a person does not have intention for, when would that be problematic on Shabbat? When he's metaken, when he's fixing something. But when he's destroying something, that would not be problematic on Shabbat. So the Gemara says, Ikad Amri, some say, ve'im timtzei lomar, if you want to say differently. Im timtzei lomar dam chabure michbar, if you want to say that the person is really making a wound, Ledam hu tzarich, does he need the blood, the asur, and then it would be forbidden to have relation on Shabbat for the first time? Or dilma, or perhaps lehanaat atzmo hu tzarich, or maybe it's just for his own pleasure he's doing it, vishare, and then it would be permitted. Ve'im timtzelamar, and if you think to say lehanaat atzmo hu tzarich, then maybe it's just for his own pleasure, vedami melaka'ate, and the blood is just coming out on its own. Halachak Rabbi Yehuda, or halachak Rabbi Shimon, is halacha following Rabbi Yehuda, that someone who does not have intention, it would be still forbidden, or halacha k'Rabbi Shimon, that it would be permitted. Ve'im timtzei lomar, and if you think halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, which would be forbidden, mikalkel b'chabura, or metaken b'chabura, is he destructing a wound, or is he fixing up a wound? If it's destructing, Rabbi Yehuda would permit it. If it's fixing, it would be forbidden. Or metaken hu b'chabura, or metaken b'chabura hu. So the Gemara says, "Ve'im timtzei lomar mekalkel b'chaburahu." And if you think to say that it's really destructing the wound, and so therefore it's not a fixing of the wound, it's really destroying the wound, then Rabbi Yehuda would permit it. Then mekalkel halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, is the halacha following Rabbi Yehuda by mekalkel when something is destructive, or halacha k'Rabbi Shimon, or flipping the amud, or the halacha follows the opinion of Rabbi Shimon that by destructive that really would be forbidden. So the Bavei Rav Amre, in the Beit Midrash of Rav, they would say, Rav Share Ushmuel Asar. Rav said it was permitted, Ushmuel said it was forbidden. Bin Nehardaa Amre, in the Nehardaa, where Shmuel was the head Rav, Rav Amre, they would say, Rav Asar Ushmuel Share. They would say the other way around. Rav said it's forbidden, and Shmuel said it's permitted. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, V'simanach, if you want to remember this, who says what and where they say what, Elu mekelin la'atzman ve'elu mekelin la'atzman. Each group permits for themselves. Why? The Beit Midrash of Rav, they're going to say their Rebbe, Rav, who they follow, is the one who permitted it on Shabbat. And in the Beit Midrash of Shemuel in Neharda, where Shemuel was the head Rav, they're going to say that Shemuel is the one who permitted it. So therefore, the way to remember this is each place is saying that their Rebbe is the one who really permitted it. So it's a machloket if this should be permitted or not. Okay, I think we'll stop there for today. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen ve'amen.